My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Rouse.
And you're listening to a Duckfeed special report. If you're just hearing this from us now, I'm sorry. What a way to hear about it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Do I envy the life you live if we're the ones who kind of midwife you into this reality?
You got a couple days we didn't get.
Yeah.
We wanted to record a little thing post-election just to acknowledge it, because it would be weird if we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
People might want to hear from it, and otherwise it would leak into every show.
Yeah.
You know, and it will anyway,
mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Yeah.
You know, just want to prepare people for that. No. But rather than it just kind of taking over shows, and part of the reason why I want to do this is we just took some time off recording. I had a guest in town, and then we had the election. So this is the first time we've recorded in a little while. So this is also, me and Cole haven't had a chance to talk voice to voice, about this stuff as well.
Yeah. So things are worse than we thought.
Yep.
It was always a possibility. And there's all kinds of reasons why things went wrong. We're not a political analysis show, so that's not worth kind of getting into. The reality is just that we are here.
Yeah.
And how we choose to react to it, I think, matters quite a bit.
It's the only thing we have. It's the only lever we can pull.
Yes.
At this point, you know, now that we have been surprised, you know, and I was surprised, I knew this could happen, but I'll copped it. You know, it'd be cool to be like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. You know, I didn't think this was going to happen. Basically, we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Yep.
You know, in terms of how we react. This is a reminder of Duckstream, which we did. Our biggest Duckstream year was 2016. There's a comorbidity with this motherfucker and
the movement he represents. Yeah.
Yeah. And the movement he represents, you know, it's not just one guy. It's a whole thing. You know, people being very generous and giving. And that's kind of the topic, I guess, of this that I wanted to circle around.
Yeah.
I don't want to patronize anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Cole about this before, and I've talked about this on social media. So I'm going to repeat myself here, though, for the podcast. I have had to, and if this doesn't work for you, that's fine. I have had to shrink my sphere of concern a little bit for mental health reasons. I cannot, there's a second part to this too. I'm not just complaining. I cannot just be aware of every bad thing that has happened or is likely to happen. And because I can't do anything about those things. So I am trying to focus on things I can do something about, which are protecting people around me, like people in my sphere, you know, my family, found family, and communities I care about, as best I can.
Yes.
That will make a difference. Even if it doesn't make a difference in the short term in terms of, you know, early 2025 atrocities, or in the long term in terms of the collapse of democracy, it will make a difference for individual people who are alive now.
Yes.
Whose lives are valuable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I can do.
Yeah.
You know, a bleaker way to put it is that I've given up thinking about what happens after I die. you know, which is bleak, but also it's okay, because I'm just here while I'm alive.
Yeah.
And other people are here, and if I can help them, I want to help them. And that is what I'm going to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if people listening to this are, you know, hurting for something to do, that will help.
Yeah.
Material.
Mm-hmm.
Material help.
Yes.
They can't take it from you. You can give money and you can volunteer. They can't stop you from doing that. There are local things that allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Do it.
That's all you can do. And it will feel good, and it will make a bigger difference than like keeping up with like just doom scrolling or just kind of, I was talking to Cole about this before too. I'm cutting like, are you seeing this shit out of my life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to have people be like, hey, are you seeing this shit? It's horrible. And I don't want to participate in, hey, are you seeing this shit? It's horrible. Cause it just makes me sick and it doesn't do anything.
Right.
Got to do something.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And I think part of that narrowing focus is also picking, you know, specific issues, you know, and causes where we can make an impact. And I think, you know, we have had our lot thrown in entirely with trans issues for 11 years now, 10, 11 years, something like that. That doesn't mean we do not care about and notice, say, the things that, like, if you're, you know, hearing this and you are an immigrant or your parents are immigrants or somebody you love, you know, is like,
you're a woman who wants an abortion.
Yeah.
Or you're just a journalist. Woman
at all who may possibly get pregnant. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, the there's a lot of surface area through which this can kind of get in. So, you know, we've kind of picked our area of concern, and also, you know, the best advice that I have heard is in line with what Gary is saying, which is, you know, we've known this for a while, but it is, you know, now more abundantly clear in a way that has become just, you know, clearer and clearer over time, which is you cannot depend on the government, on state power, on any of the apparatuses that seemed to have provided a guide rail or assistance for you or protection. Those are not reliable. It does not mean that they are not useful or that they cannot become more useful again. The best advice that I have heard and the stuff that has kind of, you know, made me feel a little bit more hopeful is, you know, everything about trying to, you know, find your people and strengthen each other and hold each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's people can still help people.
Yes.
You know, and we talk about, you know, we're going to do Duckstream. Obviously, mm-hmm. We 11 years of that and everything. Yeah. Personally, I'm going to do other stuff as well,
mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of diversify. The idea behind picking an issue is that you trust other people to pick the other ones.
Yes.
Something that you have to realize is that even though something like this happens, it feels like you are vastly outnumbered by shitheads. Even if you are outnumbered by shitheads, you're not vastly outnumbered. There are other people who can pick up some of this other slack.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to trust that they will.
Yes.
You know, so like if you're listening to this and you're like, abortion, fuck, I need, you know, oh, that is my issue.
Yeah.
Like this is ludicrous. You can put money and time into that locally and then trust Duckstream to raise some money for trans issues, trust another person you know to, you know, to work on immigration stuff, things like that. And all the normal problems are still happening too that aren't necessarily directly related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there are still people who need feeding.
Yeah.
You know, there are still hungry people. All those things are still exist. And like this all kind of comes, you know, something we say all the time on the network is like, you got to wake up the next day.
Yeah.
You know, kind of regardless what happens, you are going to wake up. The sun is going to rise. You're going to rise as well. That's a constant.
Yes.
You know, like, what are you going to do with that? You know, that is still, I'm not trying to put any pressure on anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously do what you can, but like, that's an opportunity. That's a resource that we can't afford to throw away or to ignore.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that we do have agency and that things are still possible can't be something that we just throw away.
Right.
You know? So embrace that.
Yeah.
If you can, it will make you, I think it will make you feel better.
In thinking about our role here, you know, we have a pretty somber tone because these are, you know, hard shit times.
Fucking sucks.
It really sucks.
I hate it. Yeah.
You know, I want to think and be extremely mindful about the face that I put forward here for anybody who's listening, because I think that it would be irresponsible for us to be anything but righteously angry. Primarily because I think that is the quickest way to get into action. That is, for me, is the thing that breaks me out of, you know, a depression cycle if I were to have one, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine being that?
Can you even imagine such a thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
right. But like, you know, something that I think about And what makes this a little bit better, and, you know, what goes to your, like, oh, are you seeing this shit kind of thing, is it is super easy right now to, you know, focus on the very worst people around you, the very worst people who have access to your streams of information to put things into it, being very happy right now. Remember that they are not just a minority, even though there was popular, you know, a popular vote, et cetera, et cetera. The issues that we care about are still popular.
Yeah.
And what we can hope is that those people going around and trying to dunk on people, looking for more gifts of people to scream in anguish or whatever, that they're not going to find what they want. Because something that I feel brought us a lot of hope this past summer was the whole, like, they're weird thing.
Yes. You know, they're still,
like,
weird.
They're still absolutely, like, little fucking weirdos, and I don't want to give them the satisfaction of seeing me flinch, right? Yeah. You know, and I think that, at least for us, it's incumbent to, you know, to be strong and continue to mock those ideas and continue to be unashamed in what we value, because, you know, hard times don't change that; they galvanize it. Right.
No. Yeah, of course not. Like, it doesn't, you know, we are the same people we were before this happened. You know, we didn't wake up defeated about this kind of stuff. I'm not going to give any, thinking about those people is frustrating to me and does make me angry. I don't want anything to do with them.
Nope.
You know, like, I don't want to give them fuel. I also don't want to see them.
Yep.
I don't want to see their post or anything. That, to me, that is a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, I am angry. One of the things that has been part of my process with this is that, you know, righteously angry, very mad, trying not to spend very much time on the principle of the injustice of it.
Yeah.
Cause it's undeniably wrong. Like, everything that happened was wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Mm-hmm. That sucks. And it's hard to suffer a thing that is wrong. It's like a splinter under your nail. What I'm trying to do is understand, that's just, what am I going to do? I can't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't fix it if I went and, you know, started a one-man revolution with it. Yeah. It wouldn't fix it if I took to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I would just get hurt and I wouldn't be able to do anything else.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to be angry in a low-key way mm-hmm. that is motivating and keep away my disgust and the principle part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that I'm abandoning my principles. It is obviously wrong. It's that my principles are not possible right now. some of them.
Right.
You know, I need to concentrate on the ones that are,
mm-hmm.
you know? Obviously we're not going to, this is not, to your point, like, it's not like we're saying we're going to be less political or anything like that. Like, obviously we're going to call out the Judds. Mm-hmm. Judds fucking suck. I just want to spend more time helping people.
Yeah.
In a general sense, because they can't affect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some shithead on Twitter, like, post a screenshot of somebody who's very upset. That doesn't stop me from, you know, giving $20 to an aid request for somebody trying to move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those two things can't touch each other.
Nope.
You know, it can feel like it's all one big bucket and that, you know, it's just like a line and you're just going, you know, two steps forward, one step back, or five steps back, but they're different tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not true.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of this stuff has been making me think about how we're not meant to exist. I don't think we're designed for any of this and to have concerns this wide reaching. You know, it's good to be concerned about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, like, of course, you know, you have a heart, you're going to be concerned about it. I don't think we are ever designed to have this much access to tragedy we have no control over. Other periods of history, this was not the case.
Right.
You know, this is new for our very, very old brains.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at the very least, I have to push back on that a little bit, or I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
Not going to function.
it's not advocating ignorance, you know, or intentional blindness to what is happening. It is more, I think, for me, about trying to maximize utility.
Yes. And being utilitarian can be frowned upon, you know, by people, you know, as a thing. Like, it's like, oh, that is, you know, again, you're ignoring principles. We're all just one person.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't, if this was something somebody could fix, we would have done it last time.
Yeah.
You know, instead, being utilitarian, focusing on material support for communities that are impacted by this, I think is the best of all. You know, maxing out, even if it is woefully inadequate, it's 100% of what we can do.
Yeah.
And 100% is a good big number.
Yep.
You know, you're leaving no effort on the table if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that I think about, which is like reading about doing the task is not doing the task.
No,
right? That's an old school like productivity hack, right? Which is like,
yeah,
you can do all the prep you want, but that eventually becomes its own, you know, its own distraction, right?
Yeah, it's an activity in and of itself, and further, like posting about the task isn't the task. Reading posts about the task isn't the task.
I mean, can we reframe this back to my thing that I like talking about, which is the work? Posting isn't the work.
yeah, exactly. Posting is not the work. Yeah. In this case, the work extends to both, you know, we talk about that with the network, you know, but the work can expand to be helping each other out.
Yeah.
You know? In closing, we love you. we support you. Be careful.
Please.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. So your job is to survive.
Yes. For God's sake, you have to live. And for God's sake, you have to be kind.
Yeah. There's no, you can't do anything if you're not with us. We don't know the future.
Nope.
It looks bleak. You don't know the future either, though. There is a chance that aspects of this that are the worst will pass by without direct catastrophe to you. I'm trying to be careful because I'm not trying to bright side anything.
No.
You know, doomerism and catastrophizing isn't going to help anyone. Don't harm yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't take unnecessary risks. Be careful.
Yeah.
Survive this stretch, however long this stretch is going to be.
Yeah.
You do no good not with us. And we want you here. If you're hearing this, if you are an immigrant or a minority or trans person or queer in any other way, any of these things, we want you here.
Yes.
Not here in the Patreon. That's what we're talking about. We want you alive.
Yeah. you're more important to us as a person
than $5, 100%, right? Than like $3. So stay alive. Be careful.
Yeah. There's a, you know, in the kind of just lexicon of resisting fascism and tyranny and all this stuff, there's an adage, which is do not comply in advance. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that is useful, but it also comes from a place where, you know, I think it can be misinterpreted to mean that, you know, you should take unnecessary risks in order to prop up the fight against whatever is going on. I think that, you know, do not comply in advance. That is something that kind of comes down to if you have a penny, leave a penny. And if you need a penny, take a penny kind of thing. Right. Like, you know, do what you have to stay alive and stay safe and to keep the people around you safe, because being smart and being crafty and getting around all this shit is the operative way to, you know, to, I think, do the most good.
I mean, this is slightly darker, but like the ultimate way to comply would just be to set yourself up for harm.
Yes.
You know, like if that's the ultimate goal of this, which I believe it is probably, you know, what a lot of these people in power would do if they were just wishing, if none of us were in place to stop this, that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want you to be careless and they want you to hurt yourself and they want you out of the picture. Don't do that.
No.
You know, do not give that to anybody for free.
Heard this on the It Could Happen Here podcast, but like, don't be careful, like what clipboards you sign. yeah. like what movements you decide to, you know, go to, what actions, and for God's sake, be very careful about what you post, all of that.
Yeah.
I think that is, yeah, that is just generally, I think very, very good advice. Something that I think about a lot, is, you know, what use is luck? What use is probability to you? Staying alive, extending your time in the fight, provides more surface area for you to get lucky, more opportunities for wins to happen, more rolls of the dice, maximize your turn economy.
It is maximize your turn economy. Listen, you're all a bunch of little Lazels, and imagine Lazel has two bonus actions. But the other thing too is, even outside of just the utilitarian doing good as well, it's worth mentioning, don't let them take the things that, you know, they're already going to take the things that you deserve.
Yes.
That is the case now, even before this happened. You know, they're going to take the things that you deserve. Don't let them take the things that they can't take.
Yep.
So by that, I mean, like, you are still a person at the end of the day. If you are a marginalized person, if you are any kind of minority, you're still a person, which means you get to, you have people in your life who love you. You get to spend time with them. You get to not be on guard all day, 24/7. You know, you get to lock your door and be in your home and enjoy that sanctuary. You get these kind of simple pleasures, you know. You get the good feeling of being hydrated. You know, all those things. Take care of yourself as a body and as a person, and have, you know, to the degree that you can distract yourself and take any joy, still do that. Don't let them take that from you.
Yeah.
You know, like, life is long in a lot of ways, and like, you spend a lot of time, you know, this week has sucked. It has been hard to find reprieve from thinking, you know, in kind of a general sense. But again, the sun will come up. There are, you know, ducklings still exist. We're coming up on duckling season. You get to look at those.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to an art museum over the weekend. I got to see some art. That was touching. You know, things like that. Like, you can still, don't let them take all of those base elements of humanity away from you.
Yeah.
Because there are things that they are going to take and have already taken.
Yes.
You know, it just, this is a long-winded way of saying take care of yourself emotionally as well.
Yeah.
But if you are denying yourself anything in life that gives you pleasure because this is so bleak, and because the, you know, it's so overwhelming, that is also surrendering in advance in a way.
Yeah, that's complying in advance. And I
complying
think
in advance.
A thing that I read about when just about marginalized people, and I think about this a lot, existing as a marginalized person is a existing as a trans person is a radical act. Living, you know, experiencing your joy publicly and showing that you are, you know, a regular person who is, you know, you can go out and be in front of the, you know, the normies and show them that actually it's the people trying to convince them that you're a monster. Those are the freaks.
Yeah. Right?
You know, so just not taking yourself out of the fight, by, you know, denying yourself things is also an act of resistance in this.
And that's a, you know, a line, you know, that there, it's a little bit of a thing you have to thread a needle, you know, cause we talked about, being, not being careless.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing. The, you know, you should be able to, just walk around at night in whatever neighborhood you want. I wouldn't right now. That's part of being careful.
Yeah.
You know, going out and doing your job, going grocery shopping and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. But being careful is okay. At least for a while. And depending on where you live, maybe for a longer while.
Yeah.
You know, and that is, that's okay. It's fucking, or it's not okay. It fucking sucks. But you know what I mean. Hopefully this comes across the way I'm intending it. It fucking sucks. But it's okay. We need you.
Yep.
Don't be as risky. So find that needle, thread that needle between being able to, you know, exist, have your joy, be a person who is out and about in the world, you know, being seen is praxis, and also be very careful and make smart decisions that keep you around.
Yeah. For us, you know, we're not going to change what we're doing. You know, we had some time off this week, I think, to, you know, a Gary had company, but also to lick our wounds. But I don't know. I love the work that I do, even if it is frivolous. So we're going to keep doing it. And, you know, Duckstream is coming up, and I hope that that ends up being, you know, the weekend of December the 5th. I hope that that ends up being just a moment where we can come out and prove to each other that we're here and that solidarity exists.
Yeah, a heartening moment, and hopefully we'll do again that concrete good.
Yeah.
Material good. It is about material good.
Material good.
Yeah, they can't take that from us.
Let us cling together. Tactics Ogre.
Yeah, we're going to Tactics Ogre. Hopefully a better game.
Hopefully a better
game. We'll come up with a better game where people hang out together. I can't think of one. This is a little rambling stuff, but we appreciate everybody listening again. Keep you around. We're not doing anything. We'll be here. We're not going to change. We appreciate the community that we have built up. And we appreciate the marginalized members of our community. We appreciate every member of our community, like allies and marginalized people of all stripes.
Yep.
Be careful. We'll get through this. You know, we will likely get through this.
Yes.
There's some asterisks on some of those words.
Yes.
You know, but I do think that is true.
Yeah. Nothing is guaranteed. Which also means eventual destruction is not guaranteed. So
it's also, you know, we were facing down a lot of destructions before this too.
Yep.
You know, it's not like climate change went away.
Nope.
As a thing. I just the sun will rise again, and we're in a lot of the same situation we were in before.
Yeah.
It's just this part's worse.
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing what you survive, help each other.
Yeah. You know, we're here. We'll keep doing what we're doing. Just know that, you know, we love you as humans and we want you around.
Yep. And hang in there.
Hang in there.
So, and if you join the Slack, people are finding comfort there and also bullshitting about games.
Yeah.
It's an advertisement. We don't get anything bonus if you join the Slack if you're not already in it. Like, that doesn't help us in any way. It's just people have been talking there.
Yep.
Not doom talking, not talking about necessarily current events. We don't really have a place for that there, but are enjoying talking to each other about bullshit.
Yeah.
And again, that is something you have now. That's something you have a right to as a human. Don't give that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. Join us for Duckstream. If you're able to donate, please do. If you're not, please tune in, spread the word. And that's about it. Help each other out.
Yep.